Dr. B.
I have often puzzled about what it must be like to go to sleep and never wake up, to be simply not there forever and ever. After all, one has some intimation of this by the interval that separates going to sleep from waking. When we don't have any dreams but go to sleep, and then suddenly we're there again, and in the interim, there's nothing. And if there was never any end to that interval, if the waking up didn't happen, that's such a curious thought. And yet, you know, I believe that now, although that's rather gloomy kind of consideration, I found that's one of the most creative thoughts I ever thought in my life. And I keep going back to it. These are the kind of questions that make us puzzle profoundly about our existence. And one of the reasons why I think thinking about not being, about total non-existence, is so creative, is that in comparison with that thought, the fact that we are seems incredibly odd. It seems to me that the fascinating thing about this is that although a particular set of memories vanishes, death is not the end of consciousness. We'll be right back.
trying to find my happiness. Remember the days when I first met you, fighting this fear that I might lose you next. Am I afraid this won't last? Are you the one to make it everlasting? Let me go like that. Your love leaves me wondering.
We'll be right back. So let's think about what music is. First of all, it's a pattern. So non-pattern music is noise. It's a pattern. But then it isn't one pattern. It's multiple patterns layered on top of one another in a harmonious manner and in a manner that indicates, in some sense, communication between all the pattern layers because they have to go together. And so, what's the world? Well, the world's made of objects. No, it's not. It's made of patterns. So music is just like the world, because the world's made of patterns. And then music has layered patterns that are all moving together in a harmonious manner. And so what do? You hear that, especially if it's got a beat. Well, then you move your body. You want it, right? The music calls to you to move your body. So now you're moving your body in sync with the pattern layers of the world. Music is an analog of the structure of existence itself, and it calls to you to take part in that. So maybe you dance by yourself, or maybe even better, you dance with someone else, so then you both bring your bodies into this pattern of relationship with this multi-layer harmony together in a spontaneous way, indicating that you can both play and are therefore potentially trustworthy future mates. That's unbelievable. See this joy, this transfusion, and that's because they work into each other genuinely. It's not minimal to actually criticism. The thing that I thought that struck me as so miraculous about music, it might have this element of salvation. It's like it puts you directly in touch with the meaning that sustains you in life directly, and it shows you what that would be, which is something like to observe the harmonious interplay of the patterns of being stacked on top of one another. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I want to see everybody's hands. Unbelievable. Thank you so much.
There are times we will remember. There are nights we won't forget. Your love.